Although Wyoming is the nation's least populous state, it's home to many of our most valuable natural resources. Joining me now to explain what matters to voters in the Cowboy State is Robert Beck, News Director for Wyoming Public Radio. Very pleased to welcome him to our States of the Union series. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. Nowadays, doesn't Wyoming produce more coal than West Virginia and Kentucky combined?
It has for a number of years. Wyoming, you're right, is the leading coal-producing state in the country and also is a big producer of natural gas these days.
And it got a boost from the Clean Air Act? In what way?
I'm not exactly sure what you're referring to in that one.
Well, I understand that one of the reasons there's so much mining going on is because it's done differently in Wyoming than...
Yes, well, we do not have underground coal here in this state, but what we do have is very clean coal. It has what they call a situation, just to make it very simple, of there's a lot more water in our particular coal, so it doesn't burn as, it doesn't emit as much pollution as you might see in West Virginia, Kentucky, Illinois, some of those places.
Although pollution and smog have been a problem, haven't they? Hasn't smog in the upper Green River Basin become a real concern?
But that is not from coal. That is from natural gas development. That's on the other side of the state, towards the Utah border, and all of a sudden we've got some ozone problems in that part of the state. There have been some other pollution issues concerning impacts on some of our bird populations and perhaps even some of our wildlife. So the energy boom, especially in the natural gas side, has been causing some real problems right now.
And Wyoming, I understand, has the highest carbon dioxide emissions per capita in the nation as a result of all of that.
That's right, and one of the things our state legislature is trying to do is get ahead of the curve. The governor just signed into law a couple of bills dealing with carbon capture or carbon sequestration, storing the carbon underground, and then figuring out some different things to do with it to make our energy cleaner. One of the reasons they're interested in doing this, not only for environmental reasons, but for pure economic reasons, places like California, where they like to sell a lot of their energy, actually is not going to take any of our gas or our coal if it's not cleaner. And so the state's trying to be proactive and do something about that.
And Governor Dave Friedenthal announced last week that construction on a coal research plant run by General Electric could start over the summer. So that's a push toward alternative fuels. In a state which is really spread out and which I assume requires a lot of driving.
Yes, it does. I do a lot of work for National Public Radio, and they'll frequently call us up on the phone and say, hey, could you just pop over to Jackson Hole and cover this press conference, which is about a 6.5-hour drive. So occasionally we have to remind them that's not like going across the street.
Wyoming has one of the nation's lowest unemployment rates. So why has the state had a problem of keeping its younger citizens living there?
Well, one of the reasons is the type of jobs it has. The jobs that a younger person would typically do in this state would involve mining, would involve a lot of labor-intensive types of things. And I'm talking to you from the University of Wyoming, and a lot of our students and a lot of the people we see would like to do some other things. They would like to be in a corporate situation, which we don't have a lot of those types of jobs here. The other issue, of course, is if you've grown up in a place like Wyoming, I'm from another state, we all like to go somewhere else, and we don't have that many kids, and so when a few of them decide to leave, it does have an impact.
Wyoming received a lot of attention in the run-up to its March 8th Democratic caucuses. Has that reinvigorated the state's Democratic Party?
I think it may have, at least for a short time. What's funny is you don't meet many. I was joking that both of those guys were really excited about the candidates coming here. We don't have many Democrats. We haven't had a Democrat elected to Congress since, I think, 1976, and so it's been a bit of a dry spell. We do have some Democratic governors and have one right now, but they would probably be not what you would call a Democrat in the state of New York. They're very conservative, maybe more pro-union type of people, which is why they get to be a Democrat, but I would not say that any of them are particularly liberal, and that's maybe a difference. But, you know, they're certainly talking, they're excited. They're excited about the convention being in Denver, which is just almost 2 hours away from here, and they're trying to go. The one thing that it has done is it's gotten a number of the younger voters, maybe people who felt like they were disenfranchised in this very Republican state, to get active in politics again. And you know, Barack Obama came to the University of Wyoming. Bill Clinton was here. Hillary Clinton came to Cheyenne and Casper. Barack Obama even went up to Casper, which is a very Republican area as well. And so people were certainly talking Democratic politics for at least a week here.
And Barack Obama won with 61.4% of the vote, but not many people participated in the caucuses.
Well, actually the turnout was tremendous. It set some records, but the problem was we don't have a lot of Democrats.
Uh-huh. Do you think that, considering the political inclinations of the state, that Barack Obama may have been hurt with white voters since the caucuses because of the revelations about his minister, Jeremiah Wright?
No. In fact, it wasn't even a topic of discussion here. I think a lot of people were very interested in him because he's a little younger. The Clintons are not popular in the state of Wyoming at all. And
that's because of environmental policies during the years he was president?
Yeah, and I also think maybe some moral issues. There are people that are extremely conservative in that area here. The Monica Lewinsky thing didn't do him any favors. And they generally just don't like Democrats here. It's not something. I mean, Dick Cheney, he goes to a lot of states. He has some problems. He came here a week after his little shooting incident and got a standing ovation in a public discussion here. So,
well, Wyoming voted him to Congress for six terms.
Yes, yes.
So he's also a native son, a local boy done good. Is it? Do you think that's one of the reasons that the president has such high approval ratings in the state?
Yeah, it's exactly it. And again, you've got a lot of people, they're just not going to vote for a Democrat. We have people in our legislature who I probably suspect have Democratic leanings, but they run as Republicans because they would like to get elected.
Well, but some of the issues that apply to the rest of the country that have many Americans disaffected would also affect Wyoming, wouldn't they? For example, the war in Iraq, the possibility of a recession. Is Wyoming responding to those things differently?
Yeah, because we won't have a recession impact here other than maybe interest rates or something like that. Our economy is amazing right now. It is mainly because of the energy industry, and you cited the low unemployment rates.
And low taxes.
Yeah, everybody who wants a job's got one. Everybody, you know, the wages are going up in the state. We're always a little behind the rest of the country. When the rest of the United States was enjoying great economic times, Wyoming was lagging. Now it's reversed itself, and you know, our surplus in our legislature is, you know, we get about $1 billion ahead every year, where they're packing money away. For the most part, things are good for people and their personal finances. You're right about the taxes. They're all complaining about property taxes right now, but we don't have a state income tax. Our sales taxes are relatively low, and so you would think that things are going pretty well here for the average citizen, and so they have a bit of a disconnect with this recession business.
Well, farmers in the rest of the country have been complaining, and Wyoming has a lot of farming and ranching. Wool, hay, sugar beets, barley, pinto beans, beef cattle, have they had a different response to the economy than farmers elsewhere?
Sure, they've been concerned, and it's mostly the cattle industry. There have been a lot of concerns on that issue. They're focused on issues like NAFTA and those types of things as they come up in the presidential race. A lot of concerns about that, as a matter of fact. But you know, what's funny is our agriculture industry has a major impact on the state. But when you look at its real impact on how much revenue it brings in, it's actually very minuscule in the state of Wyoming, and it's something that's surprising when you go and take a look at the numbers.
The senators, Michael Enzi and John Barrasso, are up for re-election. Senator Barrasso was appointed after Craig Thomas died in June 2007. But unlike a previous senator, Alan Simpson, these are relatively unknown guys outside of Wyoming.
Senator Enzi is probably the one guy in the whole delegation. We only have one representative on the other side, but he is probably the one person who's a bit of a player. He is the ranking Republican in the Health Education Committee. He is was the chairman of it before the turnover. Very quiet person, though. Not somebody that's in the limelight, not somebody that's going to be on Larry King or anything like that. Barrasso, of course, just got appointed, just getting his feet wet. And even Craig Thomas, his predecessor, wasn't a guy that you call in the limelight. And Barbara Cuban has really not been seen or heard from. I think outside of Wyoming, nobody knows who she is. And so it's been a very quiet, a very unimpressive delegation, probably from a national standpoint, for a number of years.
Well, I'm assuming that from what you've said, that the state will go strong for John McCain in November.
I would be shocked if that did not happen.
But I asked.
But what's interesting, McCain in our Republican primary did not get any votes, did not get any support. They all went for Mitt Romney. And so there are people that are going to have to think for that. Think about that.
Are Republicans in Wyoming more likely to be listening to Rush Limbaugh and the other conservative critics of John McCain?
There's a lot of, I would imagine, Rush Limbaugh listeners. I'm always amazed at who's listening to us. We have a lot of people who listen to public radio. We know that because we hear about how liberal we are all the time. But I'll go to the Stock Growers Convention and speak and meet a number of people who listen to us, talk to me about the BBC. So it's a mixed bag. Wyoming people are not right-wing conservative. They're probably more libertarian conservative.
Getting back to the issues, the big issue in much of the country is Iraq, and you didn't answer my question about that. Today marks the fifth anniversary of the invasion of Iraq. Has that not had much of an impact on the state?
It has, and it's a great concern. Real early on in the war, we were hearing more about it because we had a number of the deaths actually had come from the state. We just had another one a couple of weeks ago, but that is, I guess, gone down a little bit. But there's great concern, especially in places like Laramie, places like Jackson Hole, and other areas. But then at the same time, there are people that, they're just, if the president wants to do it, that's the right thing to do, and we're Americans, and we're going to support it. And you hear a lot about that as well. So I'd say it's a mixed bag.
48% of the land in Wyoming is owned by the federal government, another 6% by the state government. So is land use an important statewide issue?
Oh, it's a huge issue. It's something that they talk about all the time, especially losing land rights. One of the other issues on land that occurs in the state, the BLM owns a lot of what we call subsurface land, the land underground. And while you don't think that's a big concern, that's where all your gas, that's where your oil is. And so one of the big issues in our state right now are industry people getting to come and harvest some of that by coming on people's land and hurting it. It's the kind of thing that you talk about wars, it gets very hot-tempered out there between landowners. And they're the kind of people that are having a lot of impact right now on elected officials.
Well, the BLM has allowed for more mining on public lands. That's had a positive effect?
It's had a positive effect in getting the landowners stirred up. BLM is probably the most disliked organization in the state right now.
Robert Beck is not one of the most disliked people in the state, as he has revealed to us. He's the news director for Wyoming Public Radio. And Robert, I want to thank you so much for talking with us today on our States of the Union series. The state went for Barack Obama. After all of that, it's kind of shocking, although, as you made clear, whether it's Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton, John McCain is a kind of a shoo-in in November.
I would be stunned if it went any other direction.
Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.